Most of the detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, are considered Islamic extremists by the U.S. government. The prison was designed to hold the worst of the worst, so there aren't a lot of amenities. But there is a library. Much has been made of the reading materials there, from Captain America comics to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. When it came out that John Grisham novels were banned from the library, the news prompted Grisham to find out about the detainee who wanted to read his books. He wrote about that man, Nabil Hajarab, in the New York Times over the weekend. Clive Stafford Smith is director of the prisoner advocacy group Reprieve, and he's one of Hajarab's lawyers.
He was sold to the United States for a bounty. We dropped bounty flyers all over Afghanistan and Pakistan, offering $5,000 for local people to turn in Arabs. And basically, you know, $5,000 there would translate to about $250,000 for us. And so, unfortunately, a huge number of people who were not Taliban fighters ended up being turned in for bounties and ended up being shipped off to Guantanamo Bay, and Nabil was one of those.
So anyone there could have turned in an innocent person just for the cash, and Hajarab has maintained his innocence, denying any connection to Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, any terrorist organization. But I have to ask you, after reading a detainee assessment by the U.S. Department of Defense, I had some questions. What was Hajarab doing in Afghanistan and Tora Bora in 2001? He's from Algeria.
What you've got to remember about those things that were leaked out to the media and to everyone is that's the worst case scenario that people could come up with against anybody in Guantanamo Bay after years of abusing prisoners. He's never been charged with anything. He's been cleared for release for years. And I think that's all you really need to know.
I mean, he was, though, living in a guest house in Afghanistan. There were many Arabs who went to this part of the world to fight and to learn how to fight. What makes you believe his story? How do you know that Hajarab wasn't fighting?
The fact that the U.S. says he's cleared for release really should say it all. But I've just known him, and he's a young lad. He got a bit older now. Now he's 34, but back then he was only 23, with a great ambition to become a football player, a soccer player.
He went to Afghanistan to become a soccer player? That just seems weird.
No, he didn't go there for that. He went there because he was having a hard time in Algeria. And, you know, that's not that unusual either.
So far, you've said that he wasn't fighting in Afghanistan. What was he doing there?
Well, so many people, as with Nabil, went to Afghanistan because they had been told that it was an Islamic society and you should go there and see what a real Islamic society was like. So many people who went there were disappointed, including, I think, Nabil, that it wasn't the sort of really nice country that they'd all been led to believe it would be. And of course, then what happened after 9/11 was a ghastly war that ended up causing all sorts of trouble for everyone.
So Hajarab was cleared for release in 2007, but he's still in the prison in Guantanamo. What's the holdup?
The holdup, and I speak as an American when I say this, the holdup is just patently un-American. It's political, and it's simply the fact that the Republicans have made a political football out of this whole process. And so therefore, Obama, unfortunately, has lost his own political courage and has not done what he promised to do more than 4 years ago, which was release people and close Guantanamo.
There's a sense that Nabil may be among the prisoners released this month and repatriated back to Algeria. What will happen to Nabil Hajarab if he goes back to Algeria? What awaits him there?
The main problem is that's not where he's lived for most of his life. He lived in France, and that's where he wanted to play soccer. He doesn't have any contacts back in Algeria of any meaningful sort. I'm hoping that if he is forced to go back there and he can't go to France, that we will be able to help him out. And I'm really grateful, for example, to John Grisham for writing what he's written.
So let me circle back to John Grisham, one of Nabil Hajarab's favorite writers. Do you have any insight into why Grisham's books have been banned at Guantanamo?
Well, you know, it's really the innocent man, I think, that want to ban from there. I had a little game one time when I would take different things in just to see what I could get them to ban. And if you'll believe it, they banned Jack and the Beanstalk. What that illustrates is just how silly that process is.
Clive Stafford Smith, a lawyer for Guantanamo detainee Nabil Hajarab. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.